Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to the Delek Group conference call. Before we start, I would like to refer you to the company's safe harbor statement. Some of the information that we are providing during this conference call may include forward-looking statements. There are various important factors that may cause the company's actual results to differ significantly from those set forth in the forward-looking statements. This conference call does not replace the need to review the company's periodic and quarterly reports, which include the full information about the company, including information that is considered forward-looking statements. All participants are at present in listen-only mode. Following management's formal presentation, instructions will be given for the question-and-answer session. I would now like to hand the call over to Ms. Tamar Rosenberg. Ms. Rosenberg, would you like to begin?
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Hello, everyone. Welcome, and thank you for joining Delek Group third quarter 2021 results conference call. My name is Tamar Rosenberg, and I'm the Head of Corporate Accounting. Yesterday, we published Q3 2021 financial statements. The financial statements, as well as the press release, can be found on our website at www.delek-group.com. With me in the room today are the company's Chairman of the Board, Mr. Gabi Last, our CEO, Idan Wallace, Deputy CEO and CFO, Tamir Poliakar, the company's Chief Legal Advisor, Lior Levin. A recording of the call will be available on our website later on today. Before we start, I would like to refer you to the company's safe harbor statement. Some of the information that we are providing during this conference call may include forward-looking statements. There are various important factors that may cause the company's actual results to differ significantly from those set forth in the forward-looking statements. This conference call does not replace the need to review the company's periodic and quarterly reports, which include the full information about the company, including information that is considered forward-looking statements. At present, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Following management's opening remarks, instruction will be given for the question-and-answer session. I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Idan Wallace, the company's CEO. Idan, please.
Thanks a lot, Tamar. Sorry. Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us today. Please note that the numbers mentioned in this call are in new Israeli shekels, unless mentioned otherwise. Yesterday, we've published the results of Q3 2021, and the positive momentum in the company's business with the good performance of our core assets and the increase we've seen in the energy prices continued in the third quarter and is reflected in the results we published yesterday in most of main parameters. The group's net profit amounted to $804 million, compared with a loss of approximately $2.2 billion in the first nine months of 2020. The group's net profit in Q3 2021 amounted to $223 million, an increase of 50% in comparison to Q3 2020, which amounted to $149 million. The company's revenues during the reported period totaled to $5.7 billion, compared with approximately $5 billion in the corresponding period last year. Revenues in Q3 2021 totaled approximately $2 billion, up from $1.7 billion in Q3 2020, while operating profit also increased from $742 million in Q3 2020 to $1.271 billion in Q3 2021. Now, during the report period, the company continued to take steps in order to reduce its net financial debt, such that on September 30, 2021, the net financial debt of the company and the headquarter companies was approximately $4 billion, compared with $6.2 billion as of March 31, 2020, a reduction of around 2 billion shekels. Now, during the quarter, the company recorded a profit of $724 million from ongoing activities, compared with a profit of $499 million in the corresponding period last year. After the report period on November 23rd, the Midroog Rating Company, which is a part of Moody's Group, published its latest rating of the group's bond at a level of Baa3 stable, which is equivalent to the BBB- rating of Maalot S&P. As mentioned in the rating report, the stable rating horizon reflects Midroog's assessment that no significant adverse change will occur in the company's financial and liquidity profiles in relation to Midroog's underlying scenario. Now, if we take a quick look at the results of the group's core business, both Delek Drilling and Ithaca, we see in both activities an increase in revenues and profit during the first 9 months of 2021. The energy activity in the North Sea, if we see Ithaca, we can recognize a net profit in the quarter totaled approximately $18 million. The $18 million compared with approximately $16 million in the corresponding quarter last year. Ithaca's contribution to Delek's profit in the report period totaled approximately $189 million, compared to a loss of approximately $610 million in the corresponding period in 2020. Revenues in Q3 2021 amounted to approximately $345 million, compared with $267 million in Q3 2020. Revenues in the report period increased and amounted to approximately $984 million, compared with $891 million in the corresponding period last year. Ithaca's daily average production in the report period amounted to 55,000 barrels of oil equivalent per day, compared with 68,000 in the corresponding period last year. Now, the decrease in the production between the period arose, amongst other things, from scheduled shutdown for maintenance work and due to COVID-19 constraints, which forced certain production shutdown during the reported period. Nevertheless, the fall in production was, however, compensated for by the sharp rise in gas and oil prices during the reporting period, contributing to an increase in revenues and to cash flow stability from ongoing operation. During the report period, Ithaca received approval from the local gas and oil authority and started the second phase of development of Captain EOR-2, while using polymers to accelerate oil production from the reservoir. The project plan, which is set to extend over several years, should lead to a higher production output from the reservoir as of 2024. Now, in July 2021, as you all know, Ithaca successfully completed a refinance in the total amount of $1.850 billion in connection with its RBL, the reserve-based lending, amounting to $1.255 million to be repaid by 2026, and a new bond series of $625 million that will also mature in 2026. Shortly after Ithaca completed the refinancing, Ithaca repaid a shareholder loan to Delek Group in the amount of $250 million. After the balance sheet date in November 2021, Ithaca signed an agreement to buy all the shares of the Japanese company Marubeni Oil and Gas, whose main assets and liabilities in the North Sea include, amongst others, a stake of approximately 41% in oil assets in Mon Rab area, which has a 9 producing oil field, as well as other oil properties, accumulated tax losses of approximately $1.6 billion as of 31st of December 2020, cash on the company's book accumulated as of the 1st of January 2021, which is the effective date for completion of the transaction, as well as commitments for future decommissioning costs of the purchased assets. Now, on the basis of the information received from the seller and based on the level of oil and gas prices, Ithaca estimates that the money is accumulated in the company under acquisition from the effective date, January 1st, and through the date of completion of the transaction may fall in the range of $100 to $120 million. The unconditional consideration stipulated in the agreement for the acquisition of the assets is $140 million, of which $70 million are to be paid at the time of completion of the transaction, of course, set off against the accumulated cash in hand, and the additional $70 million is to be paid as a deferred consideration in July 2025. In addition to the deferred consideration, an additional consideration was stipulated in the agreement of up to $225 million contingent on future activity in the oil assets of the acquired company, and is to be paid on dates of actual activity if and to the extent that they are carried out, according to a mechanism set forth in the agreement. In this manner, a further consideration is stipulated in the agreement of the transaction in an amount of $30 million contingent on the price of oil product, so that it will be paid on condition that the oil prices remain within certain ranges as defined in the agreement. This transaction is, of course, part of Ithaca's strategy to extend and develop its field of activity in the North Sea in Britain, and thus to increase its production capacity. If we move forward to the energy business in Israel, we see that the energy business in Delek Drilling demonstrated a record quarter of natural gas sales. The Delek Drilling business, which is held 55.7% by Delek Group, again continued to produce strong results in the current quarter. Revenues from gas sales in Israel, net of royalties, increased by some 58% to $2.5 billion in the quarter, compared with revenues of $1.982 billion year over year. Q3 2021 represented an increase in revenues to $942 million compared with $810 million in Q3 2020, and the EBITDA increased during the report period to $2,155 million compared with $1,716 million in the corresponding period last year. The increase derived mainly from an increase during the report period at the rate of approximately 51% in the quantities of natural gas sales from the Leviathan Reservoir, which increased from 5.3 BCM to 8.3 BCM over the three quarters, and from 2.3 BCM to 2.8 BCM in Q3 alone. The increase in gas sales from Leviathan are as follows. The export to Egypt increased from 1.1 BCM to 2.5 BCM, export to Jordan from 1.3 BCM to 2 BCM, and sales to the Israeli market increased from 2.9 BCM to 3.8 BCM. The contribution to profit in the report period amount to $304 million compared with $74 million in the corresponding period in 2020. In Q3 2021, however, a loss of approximately $36 million was recorded from the energy business in Israel, compared with a profit of $127 million in Q3 2020, and this is mainly due to a one-time adjustment we had to do in the value of Tamar Reservoir, due to the transaction price, and also a one-time accounting provision for deferred taxes in the sum of $200 million, which influenced the net accounting profit of Delek Drilling. The provisions were offset by an increase in revenues from the sales of natural gas from the Leviathan Reservoir and a decrease in financing expenses. A few more activities that occurred shortly after the balance sheet date. On 25th of November 2021, Delek Drilling reported that all the conditions for completion of the transaction to sell its holding 22% in the Tamar Reservoir to Mubadala Petroleum for a consideration of $1.25 billion were met, and the transaction is expected to be completed in accordance with the schedule stipulated in the sale agreement in the next coming days. Now, the strong performance in the quarter enabled Delek Drilling to distribute profits of $100 million, of which the group's part is approximately $54 million, which is equivalent to 174 million shekels. The dividend was received after the balance sheet date in October 2021. Also, a few more activities that were completed after the report period. In October 2021, the transaction for the sale of land in Akko, a city located northern Israel, to the partnership of Tidhar and Harel, was signed for $150 million. The following completion of the transaction, the buyer, Tidhar and Harel, holds 75% of the rights in the land, and Delek Group continues to hold 25% of the rights therein. The full consideration of the transaction in the amount of $155 million was already transferred and received by Delek. During the report period in October 2021, the group completed its raising of capital for a total of $176 million and raised two new bond series backed by the participation units of Delek Drilling in the total amount of $1.2 billion. These activities, alongside, of course, with other activities successfully completed by the company during the report period, allow the company basically to turn to its bondholder and to request to prepay the principal and interest payment totaling approximately $1.7 billion that the company is required to make during the first quarter of 2022. Last Friday, on the 25th of November, the company's request was approved by the bondholders, and the company intends to make the said advance payment to the bondholders during December, this coming December. As mentioned in the beginning of this conference, the strong Q3 results continue the positive trend that has characterized the group's activities over the past nine months and are further proof of the quality of the group's assets in oil and natural gas. Furthermore, the increase in the group's debt rating, as expressed in the Midrug Agency report published a few days ago, reflects the positive and significant activities undertaken by the group in the recent months and the improvement that has taken place in the group's financial profile and liquidity profile. We continue to work to implement the group strategy as we have been doing for the last 18 months, while setting clear goals to continue strengthening both the group's liquidity and financial flexibility as we reduce the group's financial debt, along with continuing the continuous story of the various activities we take to generate value in the group's core assets. Thanks a lot for listening and for joining us today. If you have any further questions, we would be more than happy to answer. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we will begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star one. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star two. If you are using speaker equipment, kindly lift the handset before pressing the numbers. Your questions will be polled in the order they are received. Please stand by while we poll for your questions. The first question is from Tavy Rosner of Barclays. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you for the presentation, and thanks for taking my question. My first question is on the Israeli energy business. You mentioned the pickup in production at Leviathan this year. I guess looking into 2022, what should production look like? I guess the angle I'm looking at is export to Egypt. Over the past coming weeks, we read some reports about, you know, potential agreements signed between Israel and Egypt for additional export to them. I guess where does that leave you? Also, you know, touching on, you know, potential pipeline you might have to build and potential, you know, expansion at Leviathan. Lots of questions baked into one, I guess.
Hi. So first of all, as you can imagine, we cannot basically answer or give any indications on future results. What we can only talk about and refer you to is, of course, the public results and the public information that was published by Delek Energy and by Delek Group. I do think, however, that if you follow and you see, and I think that this is a significant sign, if you see the improvement and the increase in the export to Egypt and to Jordan, and you see the continuity of this during, we saw it in the first quarter, in the second quarter, and the third quarter, as I said, it was a record in sales to Jordan and Egypt. As a matter of fact, just another number, 54% of the total sales of Leviathan in the third quarter were to Egypt and Jordan. So you can understand the trend. Still, I cannot refer to any future or expectation during the fourth period or in 2022, besides just mentioning that as we see this trend continues, but I cannot go into any specific numbers or giving any references, concrete references, if that's what you were referring to.
That's helpful color. And then moving into Ithaca, you mentioned some planned closure. So I guess, when is that supposed to, end with its production going back to full capacity? And I guess as a follow-on, can you remind us what the hedging policy has been at Ithaca and if the recent, increase in oil prices have any sort of impact on the overall, income you'll get given the hedging?
Okay, so in terms of the daily production, as I said, there has been a decrease in the production due to the shutdowns. Some of the shutdowns were planned, some of them weren't planned due to COVID-19 restraints. Nevertheless, as I've mentioned, the overall picture, because of the high oil and gas prices, it didn't affect the revenues, to the contrary. And also because at the end of the day, we saw that there has been an increase in the revenues and the stability of the ongoing profit. Today, and just to mention, today we see the production is starting to come back. It's higher than 51 per day. And of course, it changes from last week and to this week. But of course, today, as we know, there are no shutdowns in the production and any significant one. And the production level is higher. To give you the exact numbers, I cannot refer to exact numbers day by day, but all in all, we see there that it started to increase back. Bear in mind the fact that we are talking about Q3 reports, which ended in September. So as of September, of course, we see the recovery in the production, the daily production. And the second question was with regards to the hedging?
Yes.
Yes, please. Can you repeat that, please? The question?
Yes. Well, I haven't read the Ithaca reports in a while, but what's the average price that the contracts are hedged around?
First of all, in terms, there is no one average price. Even though in our report you can see there is a breakdown of the various hedging transactions that are in place, either through put, collar, and swap. Tamir, do you have the average price of this transaction, of the hedging transaction? Is this something that we gave?
Yes. To September 30, the swap and the put are the minimum of, it's around the 50, the hedged number is $54, And the collars is between the oil, yes, it's between 56 to 75. And for the gas, it's 49 penny per term. And the collars of the gas is between 60 to 94 penny per term.
And of course, the hedging, yeah. just to add on that, of course, the hedging is something that it changes, you know, it's an ongoing changing status. Ithaca is, of course, reviewing the prices on a daily basis and change the positioning accordingly.
Understood. Thanks so much. I'll go back to the queue.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
If there are any additional questions, please press star 1. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. Please stand by while we poll for more questions. There are no further questions at this time. This concludes the Delek Group conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may go ahead and disconnect.